This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Jets Week here at Foxborough, where the Patriots are preparing to take on New York in an AFC East battle that's lost a little luster, with the Jets coming in at 2-2 and the Patriots at 3-1, tied with the Buffalo Bills atop the AFC East standings.
Was that a gasp?
A little bit. This is a Patriots.com roster report where we'll update you on all the maneuverings of the last week, including the injury report, the Friday injury report that's hot off the presses. I'm Andy Hart, joined by Paul Perillo. But before we get to the big news of the injury report, we'll rewind it about a week and go through the moves that have been made since the last time we spoke to you on your little iPod or your computer or whatever it is you may be listening on. Heading into last week's game in Oakland, the New England Patriots released safety Ross Ventrone. But don't feel too bad. He might be back. Just let me get through all of them. And signed Thomas Welch to the 53-man roster. Paul Perillo. Welch then went on to be the team's second primary tight end in Oakland when the team went out and rushed for 180 yards on 30 carries and had its best rushing day. And the former converted, I guess he was a quarterback, then tight end in college, now tackle, did a fine job. Talk about it.
Well, he was a quarterback in high school, and he hurt his shoulder, actually, between, I believe, his junior and senior years, and he became a tight end. He also grew a little bit. But
about the hefty lefty of Rohan Davey.
He was one of my draft pick profiles, you know, 2 years ago, not this past draft. He was a high school quarterback. He was a pretty good one, too, believe it or not, at his size.
I'll go not.
And then he became a tight end, and he actually went to college, Vandy, as a tight end.
So he's a smart fella.
And, made the transition inside to tackle, not unlike a lot of people, not unlike a lot of Patriots tackles.
No question. They like them types. Obviously spent last year with Minnesota and was with them until he got cut right at the end here with the Patriots practice squad. And now for two games this year has been active. And it looks like he's probably going to be active yet again this week. Moving on. I told you not to feel too bad about the Ventrone family. Ross Ventrone was brought back to the practice squad. So Rusty Benson, Benson University, if you follow him on Twitter, is back in the New England locker room. Good to have. Seems to be a favorite among many of the teammates. A lot of jocularity when it involves Ross Ventrone. On October 5th, the Patriots signed cornerback Sterling Moore to the practice squad and released defensive back Josh Victorian from the practice squad.
But
don't feel too bad about him. He may be back. Moore is a 5'10" player, originally signed by the Raiders as a rookie free agent out of Southern Methodist University this summer, and was released after training camp, was on the Raiders practice squad, and had an interesting tale in that he actually worked out for the Patriots in Oakland when they flew to Oakland to take on the Raiders last week, and was signed and actually flew back before them to New England while they were still out playing Oakland. And his tale was that his mother had to change her rooting interests. She was going to root for the Raiders over the Patriots, but when he signed with the Patriots, she rooted for the Patriots. And then, hot off the presses today, an interesting story on a couple levels. Running back Eric Catani was released from the practice squad because he was recalled to active duty for the United States Navy and reported to his ship today. He tweeted about it on Twitter and is back on the boat as we speak. But Bill Belichick kind of left the door open for a return to New England if those things get worked out on the military end. So I'm not sure what that necessarily entails or the details of it. But the Navy, the U.S. government, had released a statement saying that they had to recall him because his country's at war and his services were needed. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on that front. He was on the Patriots reserve military list for a while when he was on active duty before. And we know the affinity that Bill Belichick has for these Navy players. So there's a chance we see him back at some point. But with his dismissal from the practice squad, Josh Victorian was re-signed to the practice squad. And Paul, I know you you know a lot about Victorian and might want to update our listeners.
I couldn't tell you any more about him than the Victorian age itself.
Okay, good. So we'll move on to the injury report. We got all the practice squad and bottom of the roster moves out of the way. Biggest move of them all, Thomas Welch is on the roster serving as the extra tight end for as long as the team needs it with the injury to Aaron Hernandez. And speaking of Hernandez,
will they need it this week?
I think it's going to be a game time decision. We'll see how that plays out. But Hernandez returned to the practice field on Thursday, was out there again on Friday wearing a black knee brace, but not the overly bulky version, more of a sleeve with some built-in support, so not quite the Donjoy look that Brady and these guys, the linemen,
go to. I knew you were
going to
come up with the official name.
So it's interesting. It's not the full brace, so that's good to see. Hernandez was on the practice field limited Thursday and Friday and is listed as questionable. He is among the seven Patriots listed as questionable, but let's start with the doubtfuls. Four guys who did not practice at all this week: Julian Edelman with an ankle issue, Jerod Mayo with the knee issue. You know, reports have indicated he could miss as much as 6 weeks with that knee issue. Sebastian Vollmer with the same back injury he's been dealing with this entire season. And Danny Woodhead with an ankle injury, did not practice. He is doubtful, although I saw him in the locker room, and he still continues to walk around and look fine. So I have a hard time believing this is going to be a long-term injury, even though it's apparently going to keep him out this week.
Well, do you think any of those four doubtfuls will play?
I'd say the most likely would be Woodhead, because I've seen him two days in a row in the locker room.
And I'd also say that the report that you alluded to about Mayo with 6 weeks, I'm going to guess it's going to be less than that, because if he's already listed as doubtful, I'm going to guess, nothing to base it on other than the report here, I'm going to guess he's going to be back before then, because I think he'll spend a couple of weeks doubtful, maybe a week or two questionable.
And that's positive
Max.
Patriot Paul Perillo.
That's right. I think he's going to be back sooner rather than later.
Now we'll get into the questionables. Of these questionables, they were all basically limited participation all week except for Haynesworth, Albert, who did not practice on Wednesday but then got on the field for Thursday and Friday. Hernandez, who did not practice Wednesday, was there Thursday and Friday. And then Mike Wright, who's been dealing with the concussion yet again this year, practiced on Thursday and Friday. So Josh Barrett, Lee Bodden, Razai Dowling, Albert Haynesworth, Aaron Hernandez, Kyle Love, Mike Wright, all questionable for this weekend's game against the Jets. And the probables, safety Patrick Chung is probable, full participation on Friday after being limited earlier in the week. Of course, he played last week against the Raiders. Sean Ellis with a knee issue, limited on Wednesday and Thursday, full participation on Friday. He is probable. And Dane Fletcher, who could be a big-time fill-in this week with Jerod Mayo out of the lineup, is listed as probable with the thumb injury that he's had all year in that cast. Gary Guyton and Kyle Arrington were removed from the injury report, which means they're a certainty to play, and there's no question about their health status heading into the game with the Jets. Let's touch real quick on just the overall health of the Patriots, Paul. Are you concerned with these injuries? I know you think maybe a Woodhead could play. You think Mayo would come back sooner rather than later. Hernandez maybe is close. Haynesworth's close. But, you know, this team has dealt with a lot of starters either being banged up or flat out of games through the first month. Do you think it's snowballing toward the negative, or do you feel like maybe it's crested and we're starting to go in the other direction, hopefully?
I think the latter. I think it's starting to get a little bit better. And I know it sounds weird with the Mayo situation, because Mayo's probably the most significant player
correct
to be, and maybe he's just at the start of his absence. I believe that, you know, some of these guys that have been banged up are starting to work their way back, and I think they're getting a little bit healthier now. But it's a long season, and we know this is going to be ebbs and flows all year. And every team, we've seen every week we watch a game, there's 3, 4, 5 guys, household names, that are dealing with stuff. Patriots are certainly among them, but I think it's getting a little bit better.
I agree with you. It feels like it's turning the corner. That's just a gut feeling kind of thing. Nothing really to measure it on, because Bill would say, I'm not a doctor.
But a guy like Mike Wright, getting back on the practice field, I think there was a lot of us, and I think you and I included, thought that maybe we wouldn't see him at all this year. And to see him out there practicing in pads, real positive sign. I didn't mean to wake you up in the middle of that. Sorry.
Mid-yawn, you can't stop your sentence. Nick Mangold's the biggest injury for the New York Jets, and it looks like he is going to return. He's officially listed as questionable after 3 days of limited participation, but he has talked about he's going to play. He's taken virtually all the reps throughout the week. His teammates were even surprised that he took more reps than they thought. It looks like you are going to get to see the Nick Mangold, Logan Mankins, maybe even Albert Haynesworth battle there in the middle of the field, which obviously helps the Jets because, as Rex Ryan says, that's the best center in football right there, Nick Mangold. I don't know if he's biased or not when he says that. I tend to agree with him, but some others might dispute it. Plaxico Burress also missed practice early in the week with an elbow issue, but he was a full participant Thursday and Friday, listed as probable. Antonio Cromartie, probable with a rib injury. David Harris with a toe is probable. Calvin Pace with an abdomen is probable. Eric Smith, probable tricep. And Muhammad Wilkerson, probable with a shoulder issue. So they have a lot of guys listed, but the bulk of them are probable. Garrett McIntyre, Logan Payne, and Brian Thomas are all out. And in fact, I believe Brian Thomas has been placed on injured reserve. And
is that official?
I don't know if it's official, but I read it via Twitter. And if I read it on Twitter, I believe it.
Well, and that's the one. Yeah, Brian Thomas is a key guy for them. He's starting outside linebacker.
But they've moved on, apparently.
That's a significant loss for them. Well, I mean, Achilles, you're not really going to come back and play with that. I can tell you. Not going to play with it.
Yeah, you're still limping, but you're not a professional athlete. So the news of the week, it looks like we're a step closer to Aaron Hernandez getting on the field, Albert Haynesworth getting on the field. Gerard Mayo, not so much. It's going to be a while. But Paul Perillo says the Patriots, in terms of health, have turned the corner, and things are looking better. The skies are brighter, and they expect it to be bright here at Gillette Stadium Sunday afternoon, 4:15 p.m. The border war is on. The hype machine may be toned down just a bit. Not a lot of comments coming out of New York. A couple little mumblings. Nothing coming out of New England. And you have a battle for, I still believe, supremacy in the AFC East when the long haul is done and we're in December. I'm not sure the Bills will still be there. I think the Jets and the Patriots very well could be. Rex Ryan coming to town, a Hall of Famer from Southwest Oklahoma State. Bill Belichick, a Hall of Famer in Wesleyan and someday in Canton. Patriots, Jets, the best rivalry at least in the AFC East.
Really beautiful, see.
Maybe in the AFC, who knows? We'll see. I'm sure there's going to be some hitting. I'm sure there's going to be some intensity. And I'm sure there'll be roster moves in the next 7 days so that when we come back next Friday, we'll have something to talk about here on the Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast. Until then, for Positive Patriot Paul Perillo, I'm Awesome Andy Hart. Peace out.
I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabonds.
Hi, this is Troy Brown. Download the podcast now. Bingo!